95.9 The Rat. Today's No Sweat News is here for you now. These are the bizarre stories of the day. And then Friday, there'll be a quiz on this. So save us a brain cell.
Judas Priest and
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple tickets on the line on Friday.
Big show with two big sets. Co-headlining thing at the Art Center.
Yes.
September the 6th. We've got your Purple Priest tickets on the quiz. And awesome. Dateline, your local Starbucks.
Oh, geez. What we got? What are they doing now?
Well, the granddaddy of them all is getting ready for fall. People have started spotting the pumpkin spice products being delivered to Starbucks.
Ah!
Which is sad because that means summer is pretty much done.
Summer is coming to a close.
Based on rumors that we are hearing at the No Sweat News desk, they are rushing us because on Tuesday the 28th, your pumpkin spice latte will be available.
Mmm.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin.
It's the worst thing on the planet.
I don't mind it. I'm going to be a little controversial here, but once it gets to like the mid-month of August,
no.
I'm sort of looking forward to fall.
The only thing that should be pumpkin spiced is pumpkin pie. Everything else should be put in the trash.
Oh!
Why are they rushing us into this season? But it gets worse, Dave.
Uh-oh.
Dateline London for story number two. The Selfridges department store in London has their Christmas stuff up already.
Ho, ho, ho!
No.
Cheerio, Santa Claus!
No.
I didn't even realize they have Santa in England.
They say...
They do?
With all the tourists going, there's so many tourists in London in August, they wanted to put up their Christmas stuff so people can buy their English Christmas nonsense.
We need to hang up the Christmas stockings. For the tourists!
Please.
It's right out of a Charles Dickens novel.
Can we please wait to the end of summer before we put up Christmas stuff?
You don't have the Christmas spirit even when it's December 24th.
No.
I can vouch for that.
Well, that
I've been one to rush my Christmas. You know that.
Yeah.
November 1st is my new day that I put up all my Christmas stuff.
Firebomb your right down
okay.
your chimney, pal.
I want that to be noted that he said he was going to firebomb my house.
Right.
Can someone... HR, can you...
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Get to that, please.
And now to the bread and butter of the No Sweat News, the soft white underbelly. Some guy in Nebraska tried to take a frog hostage to keep the police away from him. Police?
What, he had a gun to the frog's head?
Police think
what
drugs
the?
Or alcohol may have been involved.
Hell yes! Give me some!
Unidentified man from North Platte, Nebraska flipped his car early Wednesday morning, fled the scene in a high-speed chase. They had to break out the tire strips and everything. When they finally got the guy to stop, he ran from the car.
There you go.
Picked up a frog on
Smart.
The side of the road and
yes.
said, "Don't come any closer or the frog gets it."
Now, here's the thing, Carl. Maybe that frog was a Disney prince. one kiss and he turns into a handsome gentleman.
Here's how this worked out.
Yes.
Well, the frog was fine.
Oh, that's all I really cared about.
The man was tased.
Don't come any closer,
oh, the frog.
Or I'm going to break this frog's legs. I'm
going to squeeze it until its eyes bulge.
I'm pretty sure that's impossible.
That's today's No Sweat News.
Put down the frog.
We'll get you Deep Purple. Put down the frog.
Put down the frog, sir, and back up.
Come one step closer to Christmas and I'll blow up this frog.
I'm serious. I'll rub this frog on your face. You'll get warts and everything.
Right.
Trust me.
Tomorrow, three more stories that get added to the pile that could win you the Deep Purple Judas Priest tickets.